Here we go. Let's go to God's Word. Why did Jesus say it's finished? Where did it say in the Bible Jesus said it is finished? Read this verse with me. John 19:30. Are y'all reading with me or not? Okay, here we go. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, it was put on his mouth. He said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and he gave up the ghost. So Jesus said those three words. Say them out loud. It is louder. It is one last time loud. It is. Why did he say it? Why? What does it mean? We're in this series called Why? Answers to Why. I've looked at why am I here? What's my purpose? Why? What is my purpose here on this earth? We gave a message on why the Bible. Why do we teach the Bible at Fellowship Church? Why don't we all get together and just bring your favorite book or magazine and we sit in a circle and see what you got? It's not what we're doing. We teach the Bible. Got it? Yes or no? I gave that message, two different parts. I got an ugly email. Good. Now you know. Amen. Not a problem. I want people to know. I want people to know what we teach. Yes or no? Amen. Why pray? That was a message. Why pray? You might say, well, of course you pray. Yeah, but the people like me that grew up without prayer in our home, we didn't know what prayer was. I wasn't taught to pray. I didn't see prayer. I didn't know anything about it. And there's a whole lot of people just like me out there in this world that they think we're sort of crazy. You're talking. Who are you talking to over there on your knees? Who are you talking to before you eat your hamburger? You see what I'm saying? So we gave them a couple of messages on why pray. I gave several messages over Easter weekend on why the resurrection and why the resurrection is a factual event. You can go back and look at the message. It was a good message, solid. Then I gave a message last week in this hour, why my cross? You know, I like you having your cross, Lord. That's nice, but you mean I got one? I got crap I'm going to go through in my life and struggle in my life, and I'm going to have to carry my own cross? And yet, I'm supposed to do what with my cross? Take up my cross and do what? Follow Him. So we gave a message on that. But I thought about it. I was in my office this week, and I was just hanging out, spending some time like I do. And I just thought, you know what? I'd never given a message on this statement and this thought. And that is, why, Jesus, did you say it is finished? And I started writing some notes, and I started looking at some of my old notes. And honestly, this is just some new thoughts that I had this week. Amen? And I didn't use a lot of other stuff I've studied in the past. And so let's see what happens. So let's see the message. So let's just talk a little bit. Why did he say it is finished? He was on the cross. Let's back up just a smidgen. In the Old Testament, the high priest would enter the Holy of Holies once a year. Do y'all remember me talking about that a while back, about the blood? Would sacrifice a what kind of lamb? He would go in the Holy of Holies. He would offer a lamb without spot or blemish. The priest. The fancy priest. Okay? The high priest. And he would do that for the sins of the people and for the sins of himself. Do you remember that? And so he would be in there in the Holy of Holies. The people are outside. And remember we talked about he'd have bells on his outfit. Remember that? It's in the Bible. Have bells on. Ringy, ringy, ringy. He's inside. You can't see him. Ringy, ringy, ringy. People. And there was a rope hooked to his leg. And he offered that sacrifice. And he was still alive if you could hear the bells are ringing. If the bells stopped ringing, that's bad news. That means that sacrifice was not acceptable. The way he offered it wasn't acceptable. His attitude, his heart, some reason that offering wasn't accepted. And they'd pull out his body with that rope. Have y'all heard me say that? But we're talking about why did Jesus say it is finished? Well, you need to know a little bit of background there. Because every year the high priest would do it. He'd have to do it every year. It was never finished. Every year for the sins of the people. But not only that, there's all other kinds of offerings in the Old Testament. There's all kinds from doves to meal offerings. There's things that, say, poor people don't have much. There's offerings that poor people can make in the Old Testament. But they never satisfied. Say that out loud. They never what? They never satisfied. They were a picture of something coming in the future. And that something was the Anointed One, or Jesus Christ. Okay? And so the high priest would do that, and then Jesus said, "It is finished." And we're going to just back up a little bit now. I'm going to back up even before he went to the cross. I just want to spend some time with you. In John chapter 16, verse 31, before the Last Supper, before the garden, okay, before all that happened, Jesus is with his disciples, and he asked them, "Do you now believe? I've been with you 3 years. You've seen everything I've done." And his heart was heavy. He was feeling the pressure of the cross. Y'all with me? He was feeling that pressure, and he's with his inner circle. Peter and James and John and the boys and maybe some others. "Do you believe? Guys, the hour's coming, but it's now here." This is Jesus' last words, some of his last words before the cross. He said, "You guys are going to be scattered. Every one of y'all going to be scattered." Did that happen after the cross and the resurrection? Yes or no? Absolutely. They were hunted down like dogs. In time, all of them were martyred for their faith or exiled for it. So you're going to be scattered, every man to his own. And say that part with me. And you're going to leave me what? Alone. Was Jesus left alone? We often say it was Peter who denied Christ. All the disciples forsook Jesus and fled. The Bible says so. He suffered and died alone. He said it was going to happen. But then he says this. Say it with me. "But I'm what? I'm not alone." Why? Because the who? The Father is with me. He said, "These things have I spoken unto you guys, that you might have" what? "Peace. In the world, you're going to have tribulation, boys. But be" what? "Be of good cheer." Why? "Because I've overcome the world." We're trying to figure out, why did he say "it is finished"? Now, I went back a little ways, but we're getting a little hint of something is going to happen. Something's going to change. And that's what happened here with the cross. Keep looking. Now, we flip the page. We're in John 16. At the end of that chapter, he says this to his disciples. Then we come to John 17. John chapter 17 in your Bible. And if you look at some notes in your Bible sometimes, study Bibles, people might have written this. Say it with me. John 17 is called what? Jesus. Say it with me. Jesus what? High priestly prayer. Now, didn't we talk about the high priest a little bit ago? Remember, he would go in every year to the Holy of Holies, remember? And here's Jesus right before the cross, giving a high priestly prayer. He's having a prayer with his Father. It's in that whole chapter of John 17. And I'm not going to read it all, but you should. But I want to read a little bit of it with you. These words spoke Jesus. This is his prayer to his Father. This is before the cross. He lifted up his eyes to heaven. He said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son can glorify you." Are y'all feeling it? "As thou hast given me," Jesus speaking, "power over all flesh, that I should give eternal life to as many as you have given me." And this is life eternal. He's praying to his Father, talking to him. "This is life eternal, that they might know thee," you, "the only true God, and me, Jesus Christ, whom you've sent." Y'all hear me? Verse 4. "I've glorified you." I did it. 3 years. More than 3 years. started in Bethlehem. I was born of a virgin. Joseph wasn't my daddy. You are. And I have done it. I've glorified you on the earth. Say that line with me. Very important. I have what? I've what? I've finished the work that you gave me to do. The work up to that point. The work before the cross. It was all done now. It's time. Oh, Father, glorify thou me. It's really important that you see this. It's important that you read the Bible instead of just having your opinion. Because your opinion is wrong. Got it? I want you to learn something. Look at this right here. And now, oh, Father, glorify thou me with thine own self. Say it with me. With the glory, say it out loud, which I, what? Had with who? You before when? The world was. Now guys, this is hard to wrap your head around, but I want you to wrap your head around it. Jesus is God. And we're going to talk about that this morning. Your head's going to about explode in a few minutes. Jesus is God. He's not a creation of God. He has always been. He is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And you might say, is that three gods? No, it's one God. Are you three people? You one person. You have a body, but you have more than a body. You have a spirit. You have personality. You have that life that's in you. But you also have something else. You have a soul that'll never die. Wonder why you have all that? Because you were made like who? You were made like Him. You're uniquely made after God. And that answers the question, why did Jesus come? Because He made you like Him. You're not a God, no. You're a man or a woman. But He made you, and He loves you. Did y'all hear that or not, say? Can we thank the Lord? Oh. Yeah, man, He made me. I'm not garbage. People can treat us like garbage. We can grow up like we're garbage. We can have bad people to hurt us and make us feel like we're garbage. We can do it to our own freaking mind. But we were made in the image of God. So I want you to see that one more time. He's praying to His Father, and He declares, listen, He wants that glory that He had, that I've had with you before the world ever was. I love that scripture. When you go through John 17, you'll get to the end of John 17, and I want you to see these verses with me again. And we're getting somewhere in case you're like, he's wearing me out. Hang in here, you'll be fine. Here we go. O righteous Father, the world has not known you. But I know you. Talking to God. Because He's in the flesh. How does God pull this off? I have known you. And these have known you that you sent me. These ones I've been teaching and that are following me now, they're getting to know you. And I've declared unto them your name. And I want you to see this. One of the last things Jesus says. It's really important to me. And I will declare it. And say that last part with me. That the what? Love. Keep going. Wherewith you've what? Loved me. Keep going. Maybe what? In them. And I in them. The church somewhere along the way lost it. This is our mission. This is our mission as a church. We are to love. We're to have God's love in us. We're to love other people. Are y'all hearing me? No, it's where I come and flop, or it's where I come and I give money to get a miracle. It never was that. It doesn't say that. This is his last words. Pop them up again, buddy. These are his last words. This is why Jesus came. He came so that we could have fellowship with the Father and so that we could love other people. And he said, when we love other people, when we love brothers and sisters in Christ, this is how the world's going to know we're his followers. Y'all hear me or not? Say, it's a big deal, guys, that we love one another. Y'all hear me? Amen. Don't worship the church. You're a nut. Okay? And I'm not going to be unkind, but the whole world stops for the death of the Pope. I could have told you he was going to die if you'd asked me. And honestly, I wouldn't have had you go and pray forever. You're 88 years old and you're real sick. I'm going to give you a newsflash. You're going to die. Because he's a sinner. You can't say that about the Pope. Let me say it again. He's a sinner. The soul that sins, it will what? Die, the Bible says. And I'm not saying, he didn't say he wasn't a sinner, I don't think, nothing like that. But I'm just saying, guys, it's not by all the pomp and circumstance they're going to know us. They're going to know the Lord. It's by the love that we have for one another that they're going to know that we love them. Amen? You can go to church with all the pomp and all the mess you want and leave empty and alone. That's not God's will. You hear me or not? Say, get it straight. I don't know where you come from. This is the Bible. Amen? Let's keep looking. Let's keep going. Help me, Raj. You're moving, brother. I want you to go forward. How about forward? Roger will argue it with anybody. But I love him, amen, because I'll argue back. Here we go. Come on. Why did Jesus say it's finished? We're just talking. Because sin entered the world, just a different train of thought for a second. Because sin entered into the world, the cup of God's holy wrath, what? Why don't you say that with me? Because sin entered the world, say it with me, the cup of God's holy wrath, what? Okay? The wrath of God. God is holy, holy, holy. We ain't, and there's a problem. And as good a works as you can do, that's not going to take care of your sin. As much money as you give to the church, that's not going to make your sin go away. Smoozing with the priest or the preacher, it's not going to cut it. Something's got to be done with God's holy wrath. And every year that priest would go in, remember, to the Holy of Holies, and it wasn't cutting it. Yes or no? We're trying to examine the question why Jesus said it is finished. Push me, buddy. So here's the deal. Because of sin, and we all sin, God's holy wrath exists. And here's the problem. Here's the situation. Either man's going to drink it or God's going to drink it. Say that out loud. Either man's going to drink it or God's going to drink it. And you're faced with that choice today. I don't need God. I'll drink it. Well, you're going to hell. That's just your opinion. No, that's the Word of God. Well, I don't like that. I'm sorry. You drink it anyway. You hear me or not? What's hell like? The fire's never quenched. There's torment. There's weeping. The worm, the Bible says, doesn't die. There's gnashing of teeth. That's what the wrath of God looks like. We think God's just our good old boy. He's good old buddy. No, God is holy. Smush you and me like a bug. Got it or not? He's not somebody to be toyed with. This is the wrath of Almighty God. And it's coming. One way or the other. And either you're going to drink it or God's going to drink it. The wrath. And what do you mean? Well, that we're just talking. Just having a conversation. Keep looking. So God became a man. Are y'all with me so far? If I know you're probably saying, man, this is too much for me, Gary. Am I in seminary? No, you'd have already run out of here in seminary. I'm trying to put the cookies on the bottom shelf, but we're talking about the greatest event and the greatest thing that ever happened in history. We're talking about heaven and hell. It is a little bit, it's worth a talk. So God became a man. So either man's going to drink it, the wrath of Almighty God. Somebody's going to pay for your sins. Somebody's going to do it, either you or somebody else. And there ain't nobody else that can do it. So God became a man. His name is Jesus. But remember when it said what it said? His name will be Emmanuel. What does Emmanuel mean? God with us. So God became a man. Jesus was born of a who? Virgin. Do we worship the virgin? No! We worship Jesus. Got it? And was impregnated by God Himself, the Holy Spirit. You might say, Clark, you're kooky, man. You believe all that? That is exactly what I believe. I believe it. What do you believe? Your big bang, something blew up and you're slime and here you are? It's ridiculous. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. We have a creator. His name is Jesus. So God became a man. Somebody had to do it. We're talking about it is finished. Have I lost you? You're like, when will you finish? You, how about you be quiet? That's the flavor you're talking about, ain't it? Okay, here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go. Let's go back. Here we go, back it up, back it up. Here, come on. We're doing good, Raj. Now I want to talk to you. I'm going to ask Raj to go to verse 12. This is Romans 5. Let's go to verse 12. I'm just trying to get us there. We're already halfway home. Come on. Verse 12. Would you say that verse with me? Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world. Who was that man? His name was Adam. Adam and Eve. Sin entered the world. Keep going. And death by... What killed the Pope? Sin. Got it? No, I heard it was respiratory. That's a result of it. I'm not trying to pick on him. It's just relevant. It's right there in front of us. I did the funeral yesterday for the policeman, for the narcotics cop, Miami Vice guy. I mean, on the street all the time. What killed him? Sin. It's what happens. You're not going to avoid it. Y'all hear me or not, say? Not going to happen. So as by one man Adam sinned into the world and death by sin, and so what happened? Sit with me. Death did what? Passed upon how many men and women? Because of why? Because all have sinned. So the wrath of God has been poured out, and we're seeing evidences of it all the time with death. Every time death happens. Every time death happens. But Jesus said, I'm the what? Resurrection and the what? Life. Whosoever believes in me will never what? That's right. Die. Spiritually. Everlasting life. So anyway, let's go to verse 17, chapter 5. I'm just pushing just a little bit down through here. For if by one man's offense... death reigned by one. What was that one man that sinned? What was his name? Adam. Much more, they which receive abundance of grace of the gift of righteousness shall reign by one. And what's his name? Jesus Christ. Now we're getting somewhere. The wrath of God came upon all men. Death. Judgment. Either man's going to drink it or God's going to drink it. So God became a man. Took upon him human flesh, was made in the likeness of men. That's what the Word of God tells us. That's the story. That's the life of Christ. Therefore, as by one offense of one, that's Adam, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. This is what the wrath of God looks like. Even so, by the righteousness of one, what's his name? Jesus. The free gift came upon all men unto what? Justification to life. For as by one man's disobedience, what's his name? Adam. Many, that word should be all were made sinners. So by the obedience of one, what's his name? Jesus. Shall many be made what? Righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. What's that mean? The law entered where the offense might abound. You know, we have the law of God to try to keep us in the lanes. Because we're crazy people. Yes or no, amen. How many ever got in trouble with the law? The law. The police. The law. How many ever had some problems with the law? Can't see some hands. How many knew when they gave the law to you, you knew your tail was guilty? Let me see some hands. You did it. Can I see some hands? I did it! I'm going to tell you right now, you might not have been in trouble with the law, the police. But God has a law, and all of us have broken it. And we're all guilty. Y'all hear me or not? We're all guilty. The law entered that the offense might amount. How many liars we got? How many ever lied in this room? Can I see some hands? You lied. You have lied in your life. Don't lie now. Don't start now. Come on. How many lied? Let me see it again. Somebody's going to drink the wrath of that. I'm a good person. That means you drinking it then. I gave money to the church. I did my penance. Good. You drinking it. I hope you like that drink. You drinking it or Jesus is drinking it? Now he drunk it. But you got to believe that he did it. And be saved. Keep looking. We're learning, even though it's convoluted, ain't it? Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, that we could see our sin. But where sin abounded, say it with me, grace did what? Much more abound. Man, how many when God saved you, he really had to do some saving? Let me see some hand. Man, when he saved me, he had to do some saving. His grace has abounded in my life. Hallelujah, amen. Come on. That as sin has reigned unto what? That's where sin will go. It'll go right in the grave. We can tell people are sinners every time they die. There's another one. There's another one. There's another one. There's another one. I don't care how pretty they make you, dress you up. You dead. And sin had its day. Then as sin reigned unto death, say it with me, even so might what? Grace reign through what? Righteousness unto what? Eternal life by who? Jesus Christ, our Lord. You might be saying, I thought the message was called, It Is Finished. I'm not finished. Give me a break, man. So, let's say this again. Say it out loud. Because sin entered the world, the cup of God's holy wrath, what? Existed. Say it out loud. Either man will drink it, or God will drink it. How clever are you thinking you are now? How good do you think you are now when there's consequences? I'm a man. I'm righteous. Are you? You about to drink cyanide, baby. Or are you going to let somebody who can do something about it drink it for you? You hear me? I like it. So God became a what? A man. It makes Emmanuel, that word, mean more to me now. It just means more to me now. It means more. Emmanuel, God with us. What does that mean? Well, it means God became a man to drink that wrath for me. Wow. That's crazy. I had Roger stick these scriptures up because they're some of my all-time favorite scriptures. I love them. I'd like to just read it to you. Just follow with me. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. What does that mean? He's God. He was with God before the world ever was. Okay? But look what he did. He made himself of no reputation. He took upon him the form of a servant. He was made in the likeness of men, just like us. He took on flesh, just like us. And being found in fashion as a man, he what? He humbled himself. Why is the church so arrogant? Why are we as Christians thinking we better? What are we doing? He humbled himself. We're not anything like him at times. Is that true? Help us, Lord. He humbled himself. He became what? Obedient unto death. Even to what? The death of the cross. Wait a minute. Wherefore God highly exalted him. I'd say so, didn't he? We celebrated that last week, didn't we? He's alive. He's risen from the dead. He gave him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, or shall bow, of things in heaven, of things in earth, and things under the earth. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Almost done. But you still haven't answered the question, Clark. I'm getting there. I've been making the case. He's no high priest with bells on, with a rope tied to his foot. Okay? He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And if anybody can say it is finished, it's him. But let's just dig a little deeper. So why did Jesus Christ say it is finished? Well, I'm going to tell you why. Here's the answer. Because it was. You were like, you had me for a while. I thought you was really smart. And all of a sudden, that's it? That's a pretty good answer. It was. It is. It's done. But I'd like to look at that word for just a second on the way out. Here we go. The word is a fancy Greek word, and I'm not a Greek scholar. I can barely speak English. But it's tetelestai. Tetelestai is the Greek word. It is finished. Tetelestai. Or somewhere in that ballpark. Don't come and correct me. Tetelestai. Say the verse with me again. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said what? Tetelestai. It is finished. He bowed his head and gave up the ghost. It is finished. Why did you say that? What does that word mean? It means the debt has fully been paid. The debt has fully been paid. There will no longer be any sacrifice for sin. No more priests, no more bells, none of that. The debt has been paid. You know some words mean more than one thing. You know that, don't you? Some words can mean something different or deeper. It can get deeper, deeper, deeper. That's this word. The debt's been fully paid. What else does that word mean? It is finished. The race has been run. The checker flag. The race has been run. Say that quote with me. He ran the race. He won the race for the... You ought to wake up. Say it again. He ran the race. He won the race for the... That's that word tetelestai. Debt is paid. The race has been run and won. Wait a minute. It means something else. The battle's over. The battle is over. That's what the word means. The battle is over. Death, hell, and the grave have been what? But you keep being stubborn. And you say you're going to drink your cup. You will perish. You will live in everlasting torment unless you let him drink your cup. And then it's finished. You know what? When you have a message like this, it really kills the idea that you can work your way to heaven. It also kills the idea that you can keep your salvation or that you've got anything to do with it. You hear me or not? The just shall live by what? Faith. Believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be what? It doesn't say give your money, you're going to go to heaven. It doesn't say you do good works and your sins are going to be forgiven. It says the opposite. What you've been smoking. This is the real deal right here. One last scripture. You'll see it make the case on the side. I'll read it. It's finished. It's finished. The debt's paid. The race is run. The battle's over. No more sacrifice for sin. He did it. He's the one way to heaven. All other ways are dead ends. Look at the case. By the which we were sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest, he stood daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices which could never take away our sins. But this man, Jesus, after he offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God the Father. From henceforth, expecting till his enemies be made his footstool, for by one offering he has perfected or completed forever them that are sanctified. Whereof the Holy Ghost also, the Holy Spirit, is a witness to us, for after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord, I will put my law into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. Guys, I've been saved. I was there when it happened. He's in my heart. He's in my mind. I still fight a flesh battle, a sin battle. But he's changed my life. Are y'all hearing me? And their sins and iniquities, he says, I will remember no more. God's wrath has been satisfied. Because of Jesus, not because of you or me. You drink it, toast. He drinks it, everlasting life. Now where remission of these is, there's no more offering for sin. I love those scriptures. Look at that. That's quite a list, huh? Look at that. Fabulous. Roger, finish us up, buddy. Here we go. For our sins have been remitted, forgiven, and forgotten. There is now no more need to offer sacrifice for sin. That's what we've been discussing all day. It's finished. Having therefore, brethren, now what do we have now? What's that word? What do we have? Not boldness because of us. We crazy. Boldness because of who? Him. Him. We can enter now the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil. That is to say, his what? His flesh. And having a what? A what? See, he's our high priest over the house of God. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance now of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, our bodies been washed with pure water. Let us do what now? Hold fast the profession of our what? Faith without wavering. Quit being nuts. Quit saying it's about you or the church or you're this or you're that. How about he is this and he is that? Y'all hear me? Let us consider one another. What's our job? Let us consider one another under what? Under what? Yeah, look at that. That's what he told his disciples, remember? That's what he's telling us. And look at verse 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together like we're doing this morning, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and even so much more as you see the day of his appearing, coming. That's a lot of stuff for a Sunday morning. Y'all feel like you've been run over by a bus today? We're almost done. Here we go. Hang on. Why did Jesus say it is finished? Well, it is. What's he supposed to say? Would you say this out loud? I want you to leave with this in your pocket today. Here we go. The debt has been fully paid. The race has been run. He ran the race. He won the race for the human race. And finally, the battle is over. Death, hell, and the grave has been defeated. And this is what we're left with, guys. This is what it's all about. For by grace are you saved. Through what? And that not of who? Yourselves. It's the what? Gift of God, not a what? Lest any man would do what? Boast. I don't know how much plainer God's word could be. You hear me or not? Let's thank Him for His word today. We're done. Amen. That's pretty good, though. You did good. Amen. Come on.